This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, truer words have never been said. It does not matter who the host is. What always has mattered is who the listeners are. That is no doubt about that one as we are talking. So let's get into it. Let's start talking. Today is Friday, October the 25th. Day 299th of the year, and only 67 days left to go. Yep, that's it, 67. That will get you to the end of the equation, no doubt about that. So we are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM, and hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
Radio Big USA, Canada, UK.
Yeah, hanging out with our friends at Radio Big, because that's what we do, so don't worry about that. So we're going to get everything moving and grooving for you on this Freeform Friday, so let's talk about this. What we do on Friday, if you have not been here before, we talk about everything that we didn't talk about earlier in the week and then try to catch up with some new news stories, because why would we not do that? I mean, why would we normal and civilized and not try to do any of that stuff? Like, seriously. So there you go. So if you want to interact with the show, simple to do so, callinradio.com. We'll get everything moving there. That will be in callinradio.com. We'll move everything forward, back and forward, and everything around in regards of what needs to happen, because that's just what it does. So there you go. Callinradio.com, moving and grooving, moving forward for you. So don't worry about any of that information, that is for sure. So with that being said, why don't we start talking right away about what the hell was trending in the Elva night, because I think that that might be a good point to start with.
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so as I take a look at the trends of the ends of the ends, let's talk about some of the stuff that was going on. A trade group challenges a new FTC rule, and Boeing's luck worsens. Yeah, it seems like we haven't been talking about them for a hot minute, so I guess, hey, let's return to talking about them, because that might be a good thing. Also, big news for the Menendez brothers, and the investigation into Liam Payne's death continues. Also, Liam Neeson says that he's too old for action films, So yeah, I'll share some of the news there about what's going on there. And also some new details about King's cancer diagnosis from inside the family. This is according to what's going on inside with the Royals. So we got a lot of stuff to cover there if you're kind of into that whole thing. So there you go. That's what we got going on. So Freeform Radio on Friday. We're going to do all the stuff that we need to do to play catch up with some of the things that we didn't get into earlier in the week. And, you know, that's it. That's going to be the lay of the land of everything that's going on. So if you're ready, I'm ready. And I have some people that are waiting there from Feature Story News wanting to tell you everything that's going on inside of the world of the news. So I think that we should probably start leaning that general direction.
Duh.
Because it might be important for them to talk to you. So if you're good, time to pull out the curtain and hide a little bit in regards to letting the people from Feature Story News talk to you real quick. So here, let's do that.
Here is the news on the Rating R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer says Britain can't change its history amid calls for reparations over the transatlantic slave trade. His government's ruled out reparations, but a Commonwealth leaders' summit in Samoa has seen some member states urging a meaningful conversation about the issue. King Charles opened the summit with an acknowledgement of inequalities that endure.
I understand from listening to people across the Commonwealth how the most painful aspects of our past continue to resonate. None of us can change the past, but we can commit with all our hearts to learning its lessons.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is holding talks in London on Friday with Lebanon's Prime Minister. The U.S. is urging Israel to keep its military campaign against Hezbollah in Lebanon time-limited. Blinken's also meeting with counterparts from Jordan and the UAE to discuss a possible ceasefire and post-war plan for Gaza. 1.5 million people have been evacuated from India's eastern coast as Cyclone Dana makes landfall. The storm's causing heavy rains and has disrupted air and road traffic. Cyclones are not uncommon in waters surrounding India, but experts say climate change is making them more severe, as Ishan Gurg reports from New Delhi.
India is surrounded by three seas on three sides. You've got the Bay of Bengal, the Arabian Sea and the Indian Ocean. And scientists have found out that the incidences of these deep depressions being created in the water, they have gone up by 100% in the past 5 or 6 years. Scientists say that these sort of weather events and the extremities that we are seeing right now was not the case about a decade ago, but because the surface temperature is rising up, the sea temperature is also rising, and scientists say so is the capacity of air molecules to hold water as well, and all of that is resulting in severe weather conditions.
A caravan of 2,000 migrants is making its way to the U.S.-Mexico border, hoping to arrive before the U.S. election. Many say they fear what asylum changes could come under a new president. Tony Waterman reports.
Many of the migrants have been stuck in the southern Mexican city of Tapachula, waiting for U.S. visa appointments. Some say they want to reach the U.S. before a new president can be sworn in and possibly shut down the asylum process completely. Former President Donald Trump has vowed mass deportations if reelected, while Vice President Kamala Harris has embraced new restrictions. Immigration is a top issue for voters this November, and change could be coming regardless of who is elected president. Tony Waterman, Texas.
For more of our reporting ahead of the U.S. election, head to our Facebook page. You can search Feature Story News. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks, looking in more detail today at the courage of Dominique Pellicot, the French woman who has publicly faced her husband and 50 other men in a French court where they are accused of raping her over a 9-year period starting in 2011. Madame Pellicot testified this week that even though she has been completely destroyed by her ordeal, she wants the trial to serve as a beacon for other women to come forward and confront their abusers. French journalist and broadcaster Agnès Poirier has been covering the trial that is taking place in Avignon.
There are another 8 weeks to go. Those accused will know how they are sentenced just before Christmas. And she did talk. She waived her anonymity so that the public should know you know, in details, horrid details, her ordeal. She's been attending every hearing, which must have been, and she said, you need to be very strong to go through what I've been going through, because she heard the accused's lawyers saying that she consented to it.
Dominique Pellicot is 71. She says she fears that by the time her life ends, she will still not understand the motivation of her attackers. They abused her while she was comatose after her husband secretly administered her with sedatives concealed in servings of ice cream. I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer says Britain can't change its history amid calls for reparations over the slave trade. US Secretary of State Antony Blinken's holding talks in London on Friday with Lebanon's Prime Minister. 1.5 million people have been evacuated from India's eastern coast as Cyclone Dana makes landfall, and a caravan of 2,000 migrants is on its way to the US-Mexico border, hoping to arrive before the US election. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
Listen to our host
of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves, only on Safety FM.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm, ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked? Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take BIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
Let me talk to you real quick. What is HelloFresh? With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Spend your time this month shopping for gifts and sipping cocoa, not stuck at the checkout line. Sign up for HelloFresh and get everything you need to whip up a fresh, tasty meal delivered to your door. Just choose your recipes, select a delivery date, and relax knowing the dinner's on its way. HelloFresh has over 45 recipes and more than 100 seasonal add-on items to choose from every week, so it's easier than ever to find something everyone will enjoy. Go to HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree. That's HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree to use the code safetyfmfree for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree with code safetyfmfree. And don't forget that this is why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit.
Radio Big. Streaming 24/7 at RadioBig.fm.
Yes, at RadioBig.fm is where we do all of our stuff. No doubt about that. As we are talking and hanging out and doing everything that is going on inside of the world. It is 17 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out on this Freeform Friday. Yep, that's what it is. Freeform Friday. So we do all the stuff that we get to do and have to do, because why would we not do that? So there you go. Anyway, so with that being said, let's start getting into it right away about what the hell is going on inside of the world of the news. Why? Because why would we not do that? So with that being said, there's 11 days until election. Well, 11 days until the election day. A former girlfriend of the second gentleman, Doug Effelf, or whatever, tells the Daily Mail that once he slapped her so hard that she spun around in 2012, 2 years before he married Harris. Every time I see Doug on TV portraying the persona of a perfect spouse and a non-toxic man, I wonder if Najin, or whatever that is, that's the nanny that he admitted to knocking up, is watching too and feeling as disgusted as I am, she says. The Washington Post reports that Beyonce will appear at the event for Harris in Houston on Tuesday. During Thursday radio interview, Donald Trump said that he would consider a pardon of Hunter Biden for the sitting president's son. So there you go. Some stuff to talk about. Also, a Newsweek poll shows that Trump's Sunday photo op at Pennsylvania McDonald's won him favor with Gen Z voters, with a 39% saying that they like him more. A similar number, 38%, said that the stunt made no difference, and 28% said that they would like him for made them like him less. I don't know. Here's the interesting part, and I'm just going to say this to say it. Some people are going to have a hard time now with, oh, I don't know if I should go to McDonald's, because that's what people do. Because regardless of who the candidate would have been, I mean, it could have been Harris there. They'll still have the same thing, even though she's been talking about McDonald's for a hot minute. And then you're going to look around and go, oh, there's all these other things that people will say as well. It's just how it goes. I mean, you're going to like who you like. It's just the way that it is. And then you're going to say, oh, I want to see that person. I don't want to see that person. I hate this person. I love this person. I get it. It happens. So there you go. What else do we have? Let's see. Update. Ukraine's intelligence service reports that North Korean troops deployed to support Russia's aggressive war have been sent to the front lines. So there you go. If you had not been previously reported, that only 3,000 had already been dispatched, with another 10,000 on the way, which with the new intel nearly shows 12,000 troops have already arrived in Russia for training, but have not yet been deployed to combat. Since no one asked, the Kyiv Independent Report said that the North Korean soldiers get 50 meters of toilet paper every month. What? They get 50 meters of toilet paper. Okay. In combination, in total. I'm just trying to figure this out. Okay, good. So meanwhile, in South Korea, a balloon of trash sent by the North into South Korea reportedly landed inside the presidential compound in Seoul yesterday. After a week of inspection, nothing dangerous was found. This is according to ABC News. I don't sit here and tell you, it's going to be the most marvelous stuff that you're going to get to hear. But yeah, I report it as it comes in real time. So I don't know. It is that information that has been given to me to share with you. All with love, all with love. That's all it boils down to. Okay, so take a listen to this. After a glimmer of hope at the end of the strike earlier this week, Boeing machinists rejected the proposed pay package that would boost wages 35% over the next 4 years. Nearly two-thirds of the employees voted against the package. The strike now crawls into the sixth week. One corporate analyst firm estimates that the strike is costing Boeing $1 billion a month via NBC News. Yeah, so,
No bueno.
Yeah, some stuff to talk about for sure, no doubt there. So anyways, meanwhile, in space, an unidentified anomaly caused Boeing-built satellite to explode last weekend. It had been used by the European Communication Company. Its destruction reportedly caused an interrupted data transmission for a relatively small number of customers back on Earth. The U.S. Space Force is tracking the estimated 20 pieces of debris from the incident. This is according to CBS News. Man, it sounds like there's a lot of stuff going on up there. I mean, and it is space, so why would you not expect there to be all kinds of stuff going on? I mean, I'm just saying out there in regards to what is happening. So just some things to think about as we are hanging out and talking, no doubt about that one. Anyways, last week, the Federal Trade Commission announced a new rule requiring companies to let customers unsubscribe from their services as easily as they sign up. The Internet and Television Association, a trade group representing the cable and internet providers, is suing the stop rule. The FTC created a mandate as a result of an extensive public comment, but the suit alleges that the FTC is overstepping its authority and not using real evidence. The rule is scheduled to be implemented in April. Time will tell how the suit affects the timeline. It's interesting for that to come up, because think about this for a moment. Think about how easy it is to sign up for a service online. And now think about the pain in the it is to actually get it on to unsubscribe from something. I mean, I have seen some hooplas where I don't understand what is going on when I'm trying to subscribe for something. And I'm just sitting there and trying to call or trying to do like the chat box and going. And it drives me crazy. So that's what happens. So, yeah, I get a little animated about it as it goes on. Anyways, let's talk about this. The world's smallest Rubik's Cube is now available for pre-order for an astounding $5,320. Designed by Japanese toy maker Mega House, the fully functional six-sided cube is made from aluminum and weighs about 0.01 ounces. About 1/1000th of the size of the original, the Guinness World Record confirmed the toy is the world's smallest rotating puzzle cube in August, breaking the record of the British puzzle design in 2016, who created a 5.6 millimeter version. The release coincides with the 50th anniversary of the original Rubik's Cube. So there you go. So let's talk about this real quick, because I have to reference this, because the price point reminded me of something else. Have you heard of this new thing that Ticketmaster's doing that's called Ticketmaster Dynamic Pricing? You know, kind of similar to like an Uber. So you know how sometimes you'll take an Uber or you'll take a Lyft and it's a particular price, but then all of a sudden you'll see where they have surge pricing, which means the price goes up based on the amount of people that are requesting to leave or using it in that designated area. And all of a sudden the price surges crazily. So earlier this week, if you are a professional wrestling fan, the tickets for WrestleMania went on sale. And if you were, what is it, the Las Vegas Raiders, if you are a season ticket holder, you were allowed access to buy those tickets ahead of time before they were sold to the general public. So there was a pre-sale for them, for the Las Vegas Raiders season ticket holders. Then on Wednesday, there was another pre-sale. Now, the funny part was, because of the dynamic pricing that now is there with Ticketmaster, prices supposedly surge from one day to another by $700. And let me make sure that I confirm this here. It's not tickets by resellers that went up by that price. It's the dynamic pricing structure that's there by Ticketmaster that caused the increase in prices, okay? So here's where it's going to get interesting. Think about this now. If they're going to do dynamic pricing, and I'm talking about Ticketmaster going forward, how interesting is this going to get for some? And I reference this for the standpoint of the following thing. If the price tends to go up when something popular comes into town, you know how expensive a ticket's going to be? Like, listen, I'll tell you, the Warped Tour announced yesterday or the day before that they're actually coming back. And people were like, oh, is it still going to be $40? Well, of course it's not going to be $40. I mean, can't give you the price that they gave you, you know, back 30 years ago when they popped up. So a two-day, you know, ticket is $150. Now, I don't know what they're doing. I don't know if they're going to be doing the dynamic pricing as well. But it's going to get crazy when you start thinking about this. So you're going to sit legitimately, if you want to see something in particular, you're going to have to sit there a good chunk of time before everything starts moving and grooving for you. So I don't know. I wanted to talk about that because I thought that that would be important to discuss in regards of surge pricing. So there you go. Also, the Dow lost about 140 points yesterday to close at 42,374. The S&P increased by 12 points to close at 5,809. And the NASDAQ increased by 138 points to close at 18,415. West Texas Intermediate closed at $70 a barrel and Brent crude was at $74 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.15 on Thursday. And Bitcoin rallied on Thursday, up 2.3% and trading right around 68,200. There was more than 2,125 flights delayed within, into, and out of the United States on Thursday, with about 175 such cancellations. Let's see. Tonight's Mega Million drawing will be for $229 million jackpot or $107.4 million cash payout. Lucky lottery player in Georgia won the Powerball at $478 million on Wednesday. The winner could also choose a $230.6 million cash option. Saturday's drawing will be for $20 million jackpot or a $9.6 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, you still have the opportunity to do so. So let's talk about this because, you know, it's still making the news and we're still going around and talking a little bit about everything that is going on. So let's do it in this particular format, no doubt here. So La Casa Sur Palmetto Hotel has raided by personnel from the Special Investigation Division, Special Technology Investigation Division this week to obtain elements of interest regarding the investigation into Liam Payne's death. Insiders say that they're seeking documents and videos from the lobby and the courtyard to piece together the final moments, as well as more info about who was working that night. Payne died on October the 16th after falling from a balcony of his third story room at the hotel. This is according to Page Six. So I don't know. I think it'll get interesting a little bit more as we are talking in regards to what is happening there. So what do you think? I mean, this is going to be something that's going to be ongoing. This is not going to stop and be like, oh, yeah, we cracked the case. Don't see that happening anytime in the near future. That is for sure. I don't know what you think about it, but something to think overall. Also, Todd Chrisley is no longer working as a chaplain assistant behind bars after getting too chatty with inmates. The 55-year-old reality star was recently fired from the job where the organized religious services and celebrations were Christian, Muslim, and Jewish inmates, according to his attorney. He is still allowed to attend the services, however. Chrisley is serving 12-year sentence for tax evasion and bank fraud. This is according to the New York Post. So it'll be interesting to see what exactly goes on there. No doubt about that. So what else did we want to talk about? Oh, I got some more. Let me give you two more real quick. Let me give you two more, and then we'll determine what we're going to do from there. Jessica Simpson continues spotted without her wedding ring, prompting some to assume that her marriage with Eric Johnson is over. The insider all but confirmed the theory with In Touch, saying that the only matter of time before she files for a divorce. The last time Simpson was seen in public with her ring was in January. The pair tied the knot back in July of 2014. And they share three kids together. So there you go. Okay, take a listen to this. Comedian Dave Chappelle and rapper Killer Mike are co-headlining a tour called Still Talking That Shit. That's what it's called, I'm just telling you. Per the announcement, the event described as a fusion of music and comedy across a joint set. Kicking things off in Detroit, the pair will take seven stops across the country next month. As always, no phones will be allowed. So there you go. Yeah, no phones. I don't know if you've been to one of these concerts where no phones are allowed. They give you a bag, and then you put your phone in it, and then you zip it, and it has like some weird lock, and you can only get the lock undone on the way out. Yeah, it's a weird one. It's a weird one for sure, as we are talking. So there you go. There you go. There you go. There you go. Okay, what else do I got? Okay, 72-year-old Liam Neeson says that it's time for him to retire from action flicks. It has to stop at some stage. He told People magazine, sharing his plans to stop filming action scenes in 2025. Neeson does intend to keep acting, just in other genres. So what movies are considered action movies? Because don't all movies have some level of action in them? I'm just asking, and not necessarily for a friend. I'm just asking the question because I need to know. That's for sure. Anyways, it is Freeform Friday, so that's how we work our thing today, talking about everything that we did not get to before. So let's do this and get you some more Freeform.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer says Britain can't change its history amid calls for reparations over the transatlantic slave trade. His government's ruled out reparations, but a Commonwealth leaders' summit in Samoa has seen some member states urging a meaningful conversation about the issue. King Charles opened the summit with an acknowledgement of inequalities that endure.
I understand from listening to people across the Commonwealth how the most painful aspects of our past continue to resonate. None of us can change the past, but we can commit with all our hearts to learning its lessons.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is holding talks in London on Friday with Lebanon's Prime Minister. The U.S. is urging Israel to keep its military campaign against Hezbollah in Lebanon time-limited. Blinken's also meeting with counterparts from Jordan and the UAE to discuss a possible ceasefire and post-war plan for Gaza. 1.5 million people have been evacuated from India's eastern coast as Cyclone Dana makes landfall. The storm's causing heavy rains and has disrupted air and road traffic. Cyclones are not uncommon in waters surrounding India, but experts say climate change is making them more severe, as Ishan Gurg reports from New Delhi.
India is surrounded by three seas on three sides. You've got the Bay of Bengal, the Arabian Sea, and the Indian Ocean. And the scientists have found out that the incidences of these deep depressions being created in the water, they have gone up by 100% in the past 5 or 6 years. Scientists say that these sort of weather events and the extremities that we are seeing right now was not the case about a decade ago, but because the surface temperature is rising up, the sea temperature is also rising, and scientists say so is the capacity of air molecules to hold water as well, and all of that is resulting in severe weather conditions.
A caravan of 2,000 migrants is making its way to the U.S.-Mexico border, hoping to arrive before the U.S. election. Many say they fear what asylum changes could come under a new president. Tony Waterman reports.
Many of the migrants have been stuck in the southern Mexican city of Tapachula, waiting for U.S. visa appointments. Some say they want to reach the U.S. before a new president can be sworn in and possibly shut down the asylum process completely. Former President Donald Trump has vowed mass deportations if reelected, while Vice President Kamala Harris has embraced new restrictions. Immigration is a top issue for voters this November, and change could be coming regardless of who is elected president. Tony Waterman, Texas.
For more of our reporting ahead of the U.S. election, head to our Facebook page. You can search Feature Story News. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks, looking in more detail today at the courage of Dominique Pellico, the French woman who has publicly faced her husband and 50 other men in a French court where they are accused of raping her over a 9-year period starting in 2011. Madame Pellico testified this week that even though she has been completely destroyed by her ordeal, she wants the trial to serve as a beacon for other women to come forward and confront their abusers. French journalist and broadcaster Agnès Poirier has been covering the trial that is taking place in Avignon.
There are another 8 weeks to go. Those accused will know how they are sentenced just before Christmas. And she did talk. She waived her anonymity so that the public should know, you know, in details, horrid details, her ordeal. She's been attending every hearing. Which must have been, and she said, you need to be very strong to go through what I've been going through. Because she heard the accused's lawyers saying that she consented to it.
Dominique Pellico is 71. She says she fears that by the time her life ends, she will still not understand the motivation of her attackers. They abused her while she was comatose after her husband secretly administered her with sedatives concealed in servings of ice cream. I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer says Britain can't change its history amid calls for reparations over the slave trade. US Secretary of State Antony Blinken's holding talks in London on Friday with Lebanon's Prime Minister. 1.5 million people have been evacuated from India's eastern coast as Cyclone Dana makes landfall. And a caravan of 2,000 migrants is on its way to the US-Mexico border, hoping to arrive before the US election. That's the latest Feature Story News. Ollie Barrett reporting.
This show is almost as enjoyable as hearing the sound of the toilet flush.
Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
If you have a claim and not sure where to turn, Coastal Claim Consultants are professionally licensed and bonded public insurance adjusters employed exclusively by you, the policyholder, to represent you after sustaining an insured loss. They assist policyholders in all aspects of processing the claim, working closely with the insured to provide the most equitable and timely settlement possible. They will provide you with comprehensive service, anything from inspecting the loss site, analyzing damages, compiling claim support data, reviewing applicable coverages, assessing replacement costs of damages, and negotiating your settlement. The adjusters at Coastal Claim Consultants will evaluate your claim for no upfront cost whatsoever. Coastal Claim Consultants fee is based on contingency contracts and are paid when the insurance company sends you a check and it's in your possession. Coastal Claim Consultants are licensed to assist you in the following states: Florida, Texas, Oklahoma,
Georgia, and South Carolina.
For more information, go to coastal-cc.com. That's coastal-cc.com. For more information, lighting the way to recovery. Coastal Claim Consultants.
Listen at your own risk.
Rated R Safety Show.
Hey, are you tired of hanging around and talking about safety in a boring kind of format? Well, I got something for you. If you haven't hung out with us yet at safetyfm.com, I'm going to encourage you to do so. Yeah, if you come out to Safety FM, you can come hang out with all kinds of safety professionals. Some are safety professionals. Some are just people that are talking about safety. But we want to do it in a format that makes it fun and entertaining. If you're kind of trying to figure out what the FM portion is, well, we're a radio station and also a podcast network. You can come out, hang out, listen to my show, The Jay Allen Show. You can listen to Todd Conklin with a pre
accident investigation. Blaine J. Hoffman with the Safety Pro, the Hop Nerd, Sam Goodman, just to name a few on what can be found on the station. Different things for different people, trying to bring safety in an entertaining form. SafetyFM.com. Go to the website, download the app, and carry it with you all day long. SafetyFM.com. We'll be waiting for you.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R Safety Show.
Hey there, Jay Allen here with Safety FM, where we just don't talk about safety, we live it. And when it comes to safeguarding your future, there's no better partner than Acorns. This part of the show has been brought to you by Acorns and a powerful tool that makes saving and investing easier than ever. We all know that investing can feel overwhelming, especially with busy lives and no time to dive into the nitty-gritty of financial markets, but Acorns changes the game. With Acorns, you don't need to be a financial expert or have a hefty sum of money to get started. In fact, Acorns lets you begin with just spare change. All about those small steps, small investments today that can build into something much bigger over time. Acorns recommends that the expert build portfolio designed to fit financial goals. Then it does the heavy lifting for you by automatically investing your money. It's like having a financial advisor in your pocket working around the clock to help your money grow. So why wait? Head over to acorns.com/safetyfm or download the Acorns app and take that first step towards securing your future today. Remember, in the world of safety and investing, small actions today can lead to mighty outcomes tomorrow.
Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisors. View important disclosures at acorn.com/safetyfm.
At Safety FM, we're all about making smart decisions on the job and in life. So take control of your financial future. This is Jay Allen reminding you to stay safe, stay smart, and invest in your tomorrow.
We are radio. We are sarcasm. We are both combined. Radio Big.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out. And your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short form micro learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
Tearing the ass out of you like gas station sushi.
Okay, here we are, Rated R Safety Show. Yeah, 44 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out,
doing our thing, no doubt there. Do, 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 do. Yeah, this right here, it's Shockface. That's the name of the band. Psychosis is the name of the song. You can give this one a little screamer emer action if you'd like to. Yeah. Readily available on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube Music. All showing the love, my friends. All showing the love. We'd like to thank Shockface for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. No doubt about that. So let's get back into our Freeform Friday, because some people will deem that important. I, on the other hand, will deem it as something that's being done, that is for sure. Okay, so if I need to tell you something, I need to probably tell you about the most important thing that I will ever know, and that's about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help, and the people at To Write Love on Her Arms want you to know that people have been where you are now, and things can get better. Healing is possible. So to find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com. Once you get there, click on the section that says Find Help. You'll see information related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorders, self-injury, suicide, trauma, grief support, just to name a few. All you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com to write love on her arms. There you go. That's it. That's the simplicity of the whole thing. TWLOHA.com to write love on her arms. So there you go. All kinds of info. Once you get there, just keep that in mind, because it is importante to talk about. No doubt about that. Okay, so take a listen to this. New movie's coming out this week. Let's do this real quick. Venom, The Last Dance, PG-13 on the run. Eddie and Venom are hunted by both of their world, and the net is closing. The duo is forced into a devastating decision that will bring the curtains down on Venom and Eddie's last stance. So there you go. That comes out today. It's PG-13 Conclave, rated PG, when a Cardinal Lawrence is tasked to leading one of the world's most secretive and ancient events, selecting a new pope. He finds himself in the center of a conspiracy that could shake the foundation of the Catholic Church. So that comes out today. That one's PG-13. So there you go. Okay, so listen to this. Some people want to tell me, told me that I should probably say this with, I won't drink this, but that's a whole other story.
Duh.
So let's talk about it. While there is are many so-called hangover cures out there, my personal fave is brunch, but without my mother-in-law. According to new research, it seems that the exercise that might be key to avoiding those horrible hangovers. The study published by the Journal of Addictive Behaviors involved 1,700 undergrad students who experienced at least one hangover per month, results in showing a correlation between regular exercise and reduced hangover severity. The researchers say that they believe that the physical activity may help alleviate hangover symptoms are the following. Modulating pain response, leading to better quality sleep, improving metabolism, and reducing inflammation. Physical activity helps with hangovers. No wonder I never figured it out on my own. Exercise for a hangover. This is a perfect example of a cure being worse than the disease, is what some people are saying out there. So here's my question for you. So if you're mostly dehydrated, or you're dehydrating yourself, why wouldn't you just drink a shitload of water and then actually go into like a sauna? Because wouldn't you be sweating that stuff out anyways? I'm just asking. I mean, I want to have a better understanding here. I'm not making any level of assumption that I know what the hell I'm talking about, because I know and you know that I don't know what I'm saying. I'm just referencing this because, hey, I look at it from the standpoint that you can do different things if you're so inclined to do so. I don't know. What do you think? Something to think about for sure. Anyways, let's talk about some whack facts real quick. Men are more likely than women to run stoplights, but women are more likely to change lanes without signaling. Did not know that. In a study, reminder signs that ladies' restrooms increase hand washing by 36%, while men's rooms increase by 0%. Oh, that's interesting. Okay, if you order a large tea, the tea bag is the same as a smaller or medium. You're paying for extra water. Mm-hmm. Something to think about. Electric eels are not true eels. They're members of the carp family. Al Capone's older brother, Vince, was a policeman in Nebraska. What else do I got? The little piece of paper sticking out of the Hershey's Kisses is called a Niggly Wiggly. Yep. So there you go. Did not know that. Some stuff to think about for sure as we are talking. Let's talk about some happier moments in life, and let's go ahead and bring some John Smalls inside of here and let him tell us about the Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Beth. Milton Berle said, "If opportunity doesn't knock, build a door." Funny quote, but very true. Sometimes we need to look for opportunities. I know people who are waiting for someone to come into their living room and pull them away from the TV to give them their big break. Well, good luck with that. If you want to succeed, you need to be out there looking for the chance. The phrase, luck is when preparation meets opportunity, is attributed to Roman philosopher Seneca. And I think that fits here quite nicely. I have a client who was doing really well, and somebody said he was, you know, so lucky. He kind of laughed and said, "It's amazing what a little luck and working 80 hours a week will do for you." I absolutely love that.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello. I'm Richard Exley with your 1 minute devotion. If ever you are tempted to doubt the love of God, to think that your repeated failures have driven you beyond the reach of His love, remember the cross. That's God's love message to you. With iron spikes, broken flesh, and spilled blood, He pours out His love for you. But God demonstrates His own love for us. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. That's Romans 5:8. Romans 8 says, "I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from His love." Lord, forgive us for doubting your love. In your holy name we pray. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at OneMinuteDevotion.com.
Here is the news on the Raising Our Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer says Britain can't change its history amid calls for reparations over the transatlantic slave trade. His government's ruled out reparations, but a Commonwealth leaders' summit in Samoa has seen some member states urging a meaningful conversation about the issue. King Charles opened the summit with an acknowledgement of inequalities that endure.
I understand from listening to people across the Commonwealth how the most painful aspects of our past continue to resonate. None of us can change the past, but we can commit with all our hearts to learning its lessons.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is holding talks in London on Friday with Lebanon's Prime Minister. The U.S. is urging Israel to keep its military campaign against Hezbollah in Lebanon time-limited. Blinken's also meeting with counterparts from Jordan and the UAE to discuss a possible ceasefire and post-war plan for Gaza. 1.5 million people have been evacuated from India's eastern coast as Cyclone Dana makes landfall. The storm's causing heavy rains and has disrupted air and road traffic. Cyclones are not uncommon in waters surrounding India, but experts say climate change is making them more severe, as Ishan Gurg reports from New Delhi.
India is surrounded by three seas on three sides. You've got the Bay of Bengal, the Arabian Sea and the Indian Ocean. And the scientists have found out that the incidences of these deep depressions being created in the water, they have gone up by 100% in the past 5 or 6 years. Scientists say that these sort of weather events and the extremities that we are seeing right now was not the case about a decade ago. But because the surface temperature is rising up, the sea temperature is also rising, and scientists say so is the capacity of air molecules to hold water as well. And all of that is resulting in severe weather conditions.
A caravan of 2,000 migrants is making its way to the U.S.-Mexico border, hoping to arrive before the U.S. election. Many say they fear what asylum changes could come under a new president. Tony Waterman reports.
Many of the migrants have been stuck in the southern Mexican city of Tapachula, waiting for U.S. visa appointments. Some say they want to reach the U.S. before a new president can be sworn in and possibly shut down the asylum process completely. Former President Donald Trump has vowed mass deportations if reelected, while Vice President Kamala Harris has embraced new restrictions. Immigration is a top issue for voters this November, and change could be coming regardless of who is elected president. Tony Waterman, Texas.
For more of our reporting ahead of the U.S. election, head to our Facebook page. You can search Feature Story News. From Bureaus Worldwide, this is FSN.
Some of the best things in life come to those who wait, but we ain't waiting for shit.
Real big.
Okay, there you go. 55 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out and doing our thing. Let's talk about some stuff that happened back on this date, back in 1990. The first lung transplant from one live donor to another is successfully performed. A mother donated to her 12-year-old daughter. The chief surgeon was also the first to transplant a heart and a lung into an infant. That happened back on this date in 1990. If you're looking at some birthdays to celebrate for today, let's go through some of those. Juan Soto turns 26, Maya Goth 31, Sierra turns 39, Katy Perry turns 40, Anthony Starr 49, Persia White 52, Craig Robinson turns 53, Adam Goldberg turns 54, Samantha B, 55, Chad Smith turns 63, Mike Uzzini turns 70, and Dave Cowens turns 76. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, I have some of those for you. It's Global Champagne Day, Frankenstein Friday, National Breadstick Day, Nevada Day, National I Care About You Day, World Opera Day, National Greasy Food Day, World Pasta Day, International Artist Day, Soros Day. Soros Day? Like the day that you're the most sore? I mean, I'm not sure. So let's find that out. And also Crispy Sandwich Day. So there you go. Some stuff for sure to be able to celebrate. If you're looking for a random joke, well, I have one of those. I married her for her looks, but not the ones I'm getting lately. If you need a question for the water cooler, try this. 8% of us are afraid of this. What is it? The dark. If you need a phone starter for today, try this. If you could eat only two foods for the rest of your life, what would they be? That's an interesting one. You know, what would they be? That's for sure. Okay, so let's talk about this. So next week it's going to get interesting because you know that the holiday, well, I couldn't call it a holiday. We'll call it Halloween. You know, trunk or treat, a lot of people will do that this weekend. And some people might even go as early as actually doing some Halloween trick-or-treating this weekend because, you know, they don't want to do it during the week. So what are your plans for this? I mean, I'm being serious because you know that it's 6 days from today, give or take. So there you go. I mean, it's going to be some thoughts to think about in regards to how you're going to put some of that stuff together. Just think about it from that particular fashion. I don't know what else to tell you. I mean, let's just be realistic. Anyway, so let's do this. Let's sum it up. At the top of the hour, I'll be going over to RadioBig.fm if you want to come and hang out with me. If you want to hang out with the likes of Sheldon Primus as he talks about the world of safety consulting, well, you can do that. Just hang out right here on Safety FM. He'll take it up at the top of the hour, going over the world of safety consulting. You know, people love that stuff. He's really good at it, too. And by the way, I mean, there's even still techniques that he told me about from when I started this whole thing that I was like, I never even thought about that. Man's a genius. Anyway, so that's it. If I can leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this. Someday you might find out that there are far more happiness in another's happiness than in your own. Mm-hmm. Think about that one. Let that one settle in a little bit, if I may. Anyways, this is going to sum up our time. I know who you are.
Duh.
You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.